Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily, featuring some of the best bits of this afternoon's show.
Yes.
We were joined by comedian Harry Hill. He's on tour with Pedigree Fun.
And what a tour. I mean, it's night after night after night.
Extensive
it really
tour.
Is.
He was on good form.
Very good form,
yes. Tell us about some of the merchandise you can buy at the gigs. What else?
The Man With One Tooth. I don't know if it's a James Bond film.
It was a great film. Mick Easterby joined us, legendary racehorse trainer. Until recently, he was famed for his one single tooth, a little bottom tooth, a little straggly one that was still there. Well, it fell out the other day, but he didn't just stick it under his pillow. He's put it to good use, as he told us. Yeah. He had other stories for us. We did go off at a slight tangent, or Mick did. Anyway, we'll bring you all that. We had a birthday spread.
We did.
We had a chat, and the listeners got involved. They were on good form. We had a cockroach of a cool topic suddenly pop up.
It was a good one, but I think it's a cross about those.
It was fine. And, well, I think that's it. Here it is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Good afternoon, Paul. I just wanted to say, excellent interview yesterday with James Brown.
James,
about his book, Animal House. All very interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting. Amazing period of time. It was like a little time capsule of my life. You know, when they dig up those time capsules and they go, oh, look, you've got a...
Well, the book's like that. I mean, you know, I think the book would, I said, very evocative. And I think you'll find if you pick up a copy, I think we might have another one here for you, Charlie.
So oh,
we
can lovely. Find you. But free
it's,
one.
It's, well...
I wasn't angling after a free book.
Okay, well, I'll let you have it for a tenner. But, no, it's a very, really interesting read. It's very good.
But, you know, I'm a fan of the show and I enjoyed it. I listened to it while I was... We've had a load of logs delivered.
Oh yeah,
Paul. We do have a wood burner. It's mm-hmm. not just like
no,
to,
it's just a bit not, weird. Otherwise.
Not just for the look.
Yeah,
a load of logs, and the bloke turned them, and he sort of just splattered them out onto our drive. And I thought they might have piled them up for us, and that's extra.
Could give him a drink to pile them.
We haven't paid for that.
Oh, do you pay for piling?
I think you have to pay for piling. Yeah,
really?
I think so. So I quite enjoyed it, but I did it while I was listening to you.
You feel manly doing it.
Oh yeah, I felt like I had a proper job.
Felt like a blue job, as they say, did it?
Felt like I had a proper job. And, you know, wife came home at the end of the day, and I was, I've stacked all those logs.
Do you have a splinter? Any splinters?
No splinters.
Oh, that's impressive.
Nice bit of wood,
you didn't
actually.
Have gloves on, did you?
Lovely bit
I'd
of wood.
I'd lose respect if you said you had gloves on.
I think it was apple tree wood.
Oh, okay.
That's always nice, apple tree wood. Yeah. It smells nice.
Course, yeah.
But the whole thing was recorded on our new Ring doorbell.
Oh, excellent.
So it kept going off.
Yeah.
And then when I picked up my phone, I was like, what's this? Who's this? And it was me. And I was like, who's this fat bloke?
Some fat bloke in my front yard.
What's this film?
Moving our logs
What's
about?
This film with this fat bloke?
Yeah.
Panting about with a bunch of logs.
TikTok's getting weirder. Honestly.
This is weird.
Some of the things the kids watch now. Fat bloke with logs. 22 million views. Be great if you became a YouTube sensation
just
off
from
the
that.
Back of it. Wouldn't
just
it?
Just from stacking logs.
And anyway, I used to do a bit of talk sport as a stand-up. I don't have to work now. Remember fat bloke with logs?
That's me.
Charlie bit my finger one. Fat bloke with logs too. You look at that.
I'd go around the world stacking logs for people.
Yeah, that's it. You could just go around there, couldn't you? Japanese TV, they'd have you go in the studio and you wouldn't understand. And then you'd pile some logs up and then you'd come home again.
Yeah, exactly.
First class.
There we are. That was me listening to your great work yesterday,
lovely.
Paul. So thank you for that.
Well, a couple of things I want to get you going on today. One is being underprepared. Charlie's got a tale of being underprepared. Charlie, bring it to us.
Yes, I will do. Yes, this is in the it was in the Metro today. Rescued Brit tried to scale Mont Blanc just wearing a tracksuit.
There is something about that, isn't it?
It's like he said he wanted to give himself a birthday present, so he's going to climb Mont Blanc. He'd done Snowdon before and he'd had no trouble.
Some people do, they forget, if you do Snowdon, you're sort of late in the day, you know, obviously it gets a bit, also it gets a bit cold the higher up you go, believe it or not.
But this is Mont Blanc.
Oh, yeah.
This is like a proper mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, snow comes in, bloke gets...
It's like the sort of, it's like the way Paul Sykes would have done an Everest attempt, isn't it, really?
In his pumps.
It's that sort of thing.
In these pumps.
Round his neck.
Dunlop Green Flash.
Yeah, look him up, kids. Have you ever done anything like that, being completely underprepared? Maybe it wasn't your fault. Maybe it was a spur of the moment thing. But have you ever took on anything or witnessed someone take on something fairly dramatic where they were clearly underprepared? Do let us know.
All the wrong gear, like none of the gear. Yeah.
We had a guy here, used to work here, and he did the marathon. There were some entries for TalkSport for charity.
Yeah.
And I think the Moose did it, but he walked it in about 9 hours. But this guy I worked with, Steve, he ran it, but he did absolutely no prep, and he ran it in his shoes.
No.
Yes.
Loafers.
And he didn't do bad. He did about sort of 5.5 hours.
He can't have run it in his shoes.
Ran round in his shoes. I never quite understood why. It would have been easier to find a pair, just
really
a pair
had
of pumps
a pair of trainers somewhere.
No, I did it in his shoes.
Just to show how easy it was.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, maybe he couldn't be bothered. But anyway, I'd say that's a case of being underprepared. So yes. That's one thing. The other thing is, Yvette Fielding, also in the Metro, we are indebted to the Metro today, was talking about get-togethers of old Blue Peter presenters. And, Charlie, you were quite taken by Mark Curry's 60th birthday party. Because it was fancy dress.
Fancy dress. He said Mark Curry recently had his 60th birthday party, and he threw a fancy dress party. Do you want to take it on, Paul?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, through a fancy dress party, Mark. Yeah. We had to go as someone from the 60s. So at that point, you're thinking, Yvette. It was Yvette and her husband, Carl.
Yeah, lovely.
They really would have
Sonny
pushed
and
the
Cher,
boat out.
Perhaps.
Really, Sonny and Cher.
Lovely.
Gone down, maybe homemade, possibly quite an elaborate.
They're Blue Peter presenters.
Gone to Angels up in London's busy West. Got a proper outfit.
They're Blue Peter presenters.
Theatrical
they like
outfit.
To make stuff.
No, she said, me and my husband Carl put on Beatles wigs. Okay. Peter Duncan went as a hippie. That's the sort of thing you can buy on Amazon for about $8.99, isn't it?
Just like, what have I got in the cupboard?
If I'm Mark Curry at this point and they walk in, you're saying $8.99 Amazon, $3.99 Amazon Beatles wigs. And then he adds, and Janet Ellis, and then she adds, and then Janet Ellis was there too. Which seems to indicate
she wasn't
Janet
dressed
didn't
up.
Put any fancy dress on at all.
No effort.
Couldn't be bothered.
Didn't want to go.
So I'm feeling for Mark Curry today, but with respect, Yvette, Carl, and Peter Duncan, you could have put your back into it, really.
I think
so. If you've got examples, whether it's in the fancy dress envelope or not, of people thinking, yeah, you could have put a little bit more into that, then please tell us your stories, along with being unprepared. TalkSport.com/H&J, text to 81089 or tweet to TSH&J. Gav, the United fan in Chester, says, I was a tree surgeon for 25 years and it used to do my head in when people demanded the logs I delivered to be stacked or moved to their shed for free, as it is my time. And it's, yes, and what about they getting very upset?
I didn't demand
be
anything.
Be kinder to the log people.
I just didn't know it wasn't
who are the log
part
people?
Of the service that log people are.
I tell you what, I come from the log people.
The log people this Christmas will be the ones driving around in Bentleys, Paul.
Oh,
I
they
tell
will
you.
Be, yeah. Yeah, never mind that, Gav. You'll be buying Manchester United soon. Cristiano Ronaldo. Coming around your gaff doing your logs.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, legendary racehorse trainer Mick Easterby was known in recent years for his solitary tooth on the bottom. There it was.
Lovely, there it is.
And
clinging
see him
on.
Interviewed, and there it was. It was a little part of him, been in the racing game for 60, 70 years, and it was still there. Well, sadly, over the last week or so, it's fallen out. And most people, I mean, I imagine Mick was going to put it under the pillar and see if the
what did you get for it?
Well, they have to ask him.
Yeah.
But in this case, he's going to put it to better use. He's here to tell us more about it. Good afternoon, Mick.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks,
good,
Mick.
We're going to miss that tooth. I was watching some old interviews back and you'd watch it go up and down. It was quite mesmerising when you were interviewed, but it's gone forever.
Yes, well, all my life, I've been terrified of the dentist.
Hmm.
Because the reason being, when I was a young man, they said, you have a loose tooth. We'll take it out. You won't need an injection. Oh, my God, did I feel it. I felt it ever since. And that frightened me to death.
Really?
I had a tooth took out without an injection. Just pulled it straight out.
Ooh.
Oh, my. I'm still saying it.
And you've been kicked by a horse probably more than once, so that you know what pain is, I take it.
Yeah, I broke my leg.
Yeah.
I broke my shoulder blade. Mm. I broke my wrist. I broke my ribs.
Oh. But still,
maybe
that was the worst pain.
Times.
Yeah.
But having a tooth out, it's shaking like a leaf. I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Well, look, nature took its course, didn't it? And are you missing it? Are you
it's
missing
one tooth? Oh, yeah. I missed it so much.
Yeah.
It became so loose. I couldn't eat my food without it. It came no use. I've had it for years, it's one tooth.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had to have him out anyway. And I shook like a leaf. You couldn't believe it possible.
Oh, so it didn't fall out, Mick. You had to have that one taken out, did you?
Pardon?
You had to have that one taken out, that one right. So it had to be taken out, did it?
It had to be taken out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But
it went bad. Remember, I decided that I'd raffle him off.
That's a great idea.
It is a lovely idea.
For my Yorkshire Air Ambulance.
Oh, what a great idea.
On my website, over a month, I've had over 1 million viewers.
Wow.
So I'm doing it, offering it to sell. And the money goes to the Yorkshire, made out for the Yorkshire Air Ambulance.
Yeah. Fantastic. And is it a raffle or is it an auction, Mick? Are people going to bid for it or are they buying a ticket to win it? How does it work?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm making it to an auction, I think.
Okay, yeah, yeah. That's a good way. There's plenty of people with money in racing, isn't there?
Yeah.
Someone's going to want it. It's iconic. It's like...
Well, I had an idea for you, Mick, actually. If someone does win it, when they do win it, they should turn it into a little trophy.
Yeah.
And there should be a race for it every year.
Yeah, that would be good.
The Mick Easterby Challenge,
The Mick Easterby Incisor Stakes.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
And I'm also going to give a share in my club.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give them a share.
Lovely. Do you know what the bids? Do you know how much the people have been bidding so far? Have you had some decent bids?
No idea.
Okay. Well, look, people can go and check it out. You're on Facebook, Mick and David Easterby Racing on Facebook, and on the website as well. All the details are there.
I'm going to give a share in my racing club.
Oh, very good.
That's lovely. Oh, that's very nice good. As well. That's beautiful.
So you get the tooth and a share of the racing club.
Also, I'll tell you a story.
Okay.
A lady rang me. From Scotland.
Yeah.
Her mother had followed me racing all her life. I met her once at York Races quite a few years ago.
Okay.
And she's died, so her daughter rang me up and said, could she put her ashes on my gallop?
Wow.
I said, yes, of course. So she came a week last Sunday. And with her 15 people and daughters and so forth, we had to go on top of the gallop and spread the ashes out, you see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the little girl sang a song, and somebody said a speech, and they said, shocked me, would I say a few words?
Oh, right.
Oh, my God. What shall I say? I couldn't think of anything. So when I throw the ashes out, by the way, I throw them out, and they flung back, and something landed on my feet.
Oh dear!
Well, never mind. So what I had to say? Well, I thought, I think they called her. I think her name was Stephanie. I think.
Okay.
Forgot it now. Whatever. So I said, well, here you are, Stephanie. I'm throwing your ashes out, and I come up here every morning. I'll say good morning to you.
Oh.
And I said, if you just look across there, you can see York Minster, which you can.
Mm.
You can see Drax Power Station. You can also see Harrogate Showground on your right.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that beautiful, beautiful view, Stephanie, do you see?
Yeah.
And I said, in fact, I'll give you a winner as well. Oh. So I expected somebody to say, what are you going to do with the money?
Oh, well, a lovely touch there, Mick. Yeah. Lovely that you did that. And as you said, a lovely resting place with those views. But we're going to send people to mickeasterby.co.uk. There's a little video of Mick. Tooth, you've got the tooth in a. Is it going to be mounted on anything? Or is it going to be.
It's in a glass case.
In a glass case. Oh, that's nice. Okay, so if you want to own Mick's one remaining tooth and raise money for Yorkshire Air Ambulance, go to mickeasterby.co.uk. Look after yourself, Mick. Good to talk
to
you.
Mick.
Thanks very much.
Make the money out and check out whatever it is to the Yorkshire Air Ambulance.
We will. Okay. We'll make sure they do that.
Sure.
Good man.
Not to me.
Okay.
The Yorkshire Ambulance. It's very important.
That is very key. Don't make it out to Mick. So we'll send you. We're going to send you a bag of toffees, but we can't now.
Well,
Mick,
I mean,
so
what a shame.
All the best. Take care. Bye bye.
Cheers, Mick.
There we are. This Mick used to be there.
Goes to Turkey now. Has the full set done?
Yeah. He goes off there.
Yeah, goes off Turkey. Full head of hair. Full set of teeth.
Yeah, you better have a word with Andy Smart before he goes. He might have some info for him. But yeah, go and check out Mick's little video and a bit of racing history.
Yeah, if we do the mugs.
Shouldn't they buy for the horse? Is it Newmarket, the horse racing?
Because Hall of Fame or something,
he's flat and jumps, isn't he?
Yeah, should be in the old museum there.
They should buy it and put it in. Mick Easterby's last tooth. They should, the horse racing. Give it, buy it and then give it to the
horse. Exactly. Muggsy from Accrington, Ian Murray's been in touch.
Yeah.
If they do a race for the tooth, then what time is it, Paul?
Oh, 3:15, 2:45, of course, just to wind people up.
There we are.
Brad said, my granddad had one tooth. No one celebrated him. Well, I mean, tell us a bit more about him, you know.
We can talk
maybe
about it.
Trained as many winners
as
Tell
us
as
about
Nick
all
has.
The people you know who had one tooth.
Yeah, how many
1089.
Yeah, that's a night of 1,000 people with one teeth.
Hey, Paul, before you carry on, AC/DC Milan. We've had a few come in.
This is a...
Robert Palmer.
This is a cockroach of a call subject. I said to Lars Sivertsen earlier on, Fiorentina turning up at Tynecastle.
Yeah.
And Charlie said, Fiorentina Turner. And I went, come on, let's have your Italian-based
You didn't want them, but they've turned up because our listeners are the best in the world.
Cagliari Styles. I'm not sure that works.
Napoli and Brulia.
No.
That's lovely, Paul, isn't it? Sake. Barry Manilow.
Palermo Faith. What's wrong with you lot? For goodness sake, grow up.
Napoli Mers.
Yeah.
Very nice. Inter Milandi Fairweather Low. It's very nice. Thanks, Tony
One
Alford.
For the kids. Thank you, Tony.
Very nice.
What about that? Barry Manilow. We've had quite a few of those, haven't we? Oh, in one of our own top
AC
team
Milani Lennox. Very nice, Matt. Thank you.
Gave us Barry White. Go on then, if you must. I say it's a cockroach of a cool subject. You put quality, anecdotal, cool topics out there for you to get stuck into. And a little cockroach like that.
All they want to do is little puns.
It's all over your kitchen.
The anger's starting early today before the spread.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Day. Podcast.
Can it really be 9 years since I was struck by a giant inflatable sausage at the Cliffs Pavilion in Southend? Well, apparently it is, because that's the last time Harry Hill...
What a night out.
...went on the road to that extent. He is back on the road now with a new tour. Pedigree fun.
Yeah.
Five stars, said the Times the other day. Five stars.
The best there is. The best of us.
Five stars.
Was 20 foot long.
It was, yeah. I've still got blindsided.
You were lucky, Paul. Yeah. You were lucky, Paul. The prototype, we didn't fill with helium, we filled with air. And I launched it, and it hit a woman in a wheelchair in the front row.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It could have. No, of course not.
No. Yeah, clearly not. But, yeah, there's not many reviews in the Times, a paper of record, that gets five stars, and the first line of the review is, it is utter rubbish, of course it is.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for that. Well, I think he was clearly drunk.
Yeah.
He was clearly drunk.
Oh, they all are. They're in this building. We see him staggering out.
Five stars reads like a one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's
or he's, yeah. Or he's managed to get hold of the last supplies of Meow Meow.
Yeah.
Now, there's an old reference.
Yes, that's now, one for the kids. Yeah, not obviously not for the kids.
Obviously
no, not for the kids. Just point that out straight away.
Please gamble responsibly.
But he really enjoyed it. He said it was just a wonderful evening of.
That was a warm up. He came to one of the warm ups. So, and I don't remember it being a particularly good night, because I do this routine with a long sock and. The bloke pulling the sock, I just get someone in the audience to pull it. And, it'll all make sense when you come and see it.
Yeah.
And he seemed very angry. He was sort of yanking it like he was like that. But anyway, there we are. Yeah, did a trick.
It's,
but, you know, there'll be people that, there'll be other reviews, I'm sure. You know, perhaps quite as...
Oh, yeah.
It's not risen.
It's a good start, though. It's a good. And it features a few old favourites. Stufa, I understand. Your cat, your blue cat, Stufa, that pops up.
Stufa is the merch, isn't it? You can buy a Stufa in the.
You can.
I had a couple of those. I had a couple of the early, about 20 years ago, you gave me a Stufa.
Well, I had, originally for that tour, maybe, God knows, 20 years ago, I had 3,000. The minimum order was 3,000 Stufas.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever seen that quantity of rubber. cats before, but it's basically a spare room.
Off the top of my head, no.
It's a spare room for, and I sold about 200. But over the years, I shifted them all, so I had to have a new load made.
Right. As the minimum order, is it still 3,000? No. It's gone down, is it?
No. I mean, you know, you can say what you like about the you know, human rights abuse of the Chinese regime, but they have got the minimum order down on rubber cats.
Okay,
that's
well,
good news.
Yeah, that's...
That's one good thing to come out of it,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, thanks very much for that. The Times changing. The Guardian won't give you such a good review.
No, I don't know where they, I don't know where they were made, but they were. But they've come back. I think they're more resistant because that initial batch, and there is a recall. If you've got your old Stufa, I will replace it with
it's like a bag for life.
I left it in a sort of an office on a counter, and it just sat there for years. Ah. But when I tried to move it. Some of Stufa's bottom half was left behind in a kind of blue rubbery goo. So
Like I say, there was an issue with some of those Stufas.
the toxicity, of course not. So,
but they are designed to be used.
Oh yeah, cool. No, they're great. Yeah, the kids
with
have
regular
such
use.
Fun. Yeah, kids will have a lot of fun with Stufa when he's sick. I mean, that's always
There's a phrase, isn't there, in some sitcoms, no hugging, no learning, which I believe is what you're trying to do with this tour, Harry. Is all right? Is he gone?
No, I'm here. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. No hugging, no learning. It's just jokes. It's just fun.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, what I want is for people to sort of stagger out of the show at 10 o'clock at night thinking, did that really happen? You know, I don't want anyone to, well, what I'm actually doing is by the end of the show, I've trained the audience to entertain themselves. So that by the end, there is a point in the show where I go off and they carry on entertaining themselves. And so basically I'm killing off live comedy by the point is they no longer need by the end of the night they'll no longer need me, and they will be saving an enormous amount of money, which I think is really important in this time of a cost of living crisis.
Of course.
If we can train the audience to entertain themselves.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. You won't have to put the same amount of work in, which is
exactly
good. Yeah, I don't know if you saw the David Attenborough show last. Have you watched it following the series Blue?
I didn't know he had a show.
Yes, it's like he does a few songs. It's fantastic. Harry Styles came on. They did a dance routine.
It was a Billy Cotton band show.
For a bloke of his age, it was. It was brilliant.
I've seen trees of green, red roses too.
Yeah, they do a few of those sorts of things. A, you're adorable.
I've been doing all this late night talking. Can't get you off my mind.
That would be good. But Blue Planet 2 last week, it's times when people often say to you, I know they still do, ARH, when's TV Burp coming back? But last week...
There's two things people say to me. Yeah. One is, when's TV Burp coming back? The other one is, you know that Paul Hawkesby, don't you?
Well, when you're in a cab, normally, is this?
Yeah, that's right. But what's he like?
Everyone knows Paul.
Blue Planet 2 last week, there was two absolute gifts. I mean, it was just... we had two vomiting birds. That's the way they fight.
Right. Oh, lovely.
And the other thing was penguins.
So that would have been a good fight.
Yeah. Great fight. Penguins. Yeah. Which one's best?
Penguins that expel from their backsides noxious to kind of, again, in a sort of semi-battle to ward off enemies. So, I mean, that was more gunk you would have been covered in almost certainly in the studio.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Me or Dominic Littlewood. I mean, the crowning glory was getting Dominic Littlewood on and I can't remember
from Fake Britain, Dominic Littlewood. Yeah.
I can't remember the reason, but we sprayed him with, it was essentially supposed to be feces. I mean, obviously it wasn't, but that was a high point.
That's it.
And Cheryl Baker, she remember when Cheryl Baker had a live colonoscopy on TV? I've forgotten the context.
Yeah.
But there was, we got her anyway.
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
Is
that
bring
when
it
she,
back. Bring
is that
it
when
back,
she whipped
Paul.
Her skirt off with Buck's fist?
That's, yeah.
Must be difficult. You're a member of Bucks Fizz. It must be just saying, well, just make your mind up. I mean, all the time, it must just drive them mad. So, Harry, the dates. Yes.
You start tonight properly, don't you? In Guildford, G-Live.
I tell you, I've done so many warm-ups for this tour. I've done more warm-ups than I've ever done shows before, I think. So finally we're let loose in the bigger rooms. Yeah. So I'm at Guildford tonight and down in Bexhill, going to drop in on my mum on the way.
That's good.
She's going to defrost something for me for lunch. I've never seen a chicken with six legs before.
She finds them.
So, and then...
Well, what she does is, between you and me, she freezes a couple of chicken legs, and then she freezes a couple more, and then she freezes a chicken. Yeah. And then when she gets it, it's all stuck together when she gets it out of the freezer. She sticks it in the oven, and it comes out, you know, like something
lovely.
From a...
Enough leg chicken. For everyone.
Wow. Genetically modified chicken.
Yeah. No, I don't want to put you off for tonight, but I think Guildford, I think that's a tough start. They're a tough audience in Surrey.
I find them quiet in Surrey. Maybe they just don't like me.
Yeah.
Well, I can understand that.
If you can make it in Guildford. I know what you mean. I mean, there used to be another venue there, didn't they? And they demolished that and they said, we're going to build this G-Live. It's called G-Live, Guildford Live. And I thought, oh, great. But actually, it's harder to play than the previous one. But
well, I'm sure you're getting them all on site if you're going to Guildford tonight.
It'll be brilliant.
I think that this show, I feel quite very confident. Can you hear me?
Because I've done
so many warm-ups. There's normally a bit in a show where you think, oh yeah, we've got to get through this bit to get to the other bit. but I don't really feel that with this one. I feel like that I've stripped it back, and I've cut a lot out, and I've really sort of I've been a bit more professional, I think, is the word.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good stuff. Lovely to talk to you. All the dates, have you just Harry Hill tour, or have you put in Pedigree Fun? All the details are there of all the dates. And Harry's all over the country, Scotland, Ireland, et cetera, et cetera. Until January. So I'll definitely come and see you on tour. I'm sure Charlie will as well when you're round his way.
Trying to stop me.
And lovely to talk to you, Harry. We will catch up with you soon.
Really nice to talk to you both.
Take care.
Cheers, H.
Cheers.
Bye.
Harry Hill there. Yeah, go and see him on tour. It will be... Yes, a lot of fun.
Give in to it, is what I would say. You have to give in to the fun.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you have a good night.
It's the only person when I watch it makes me feel like I'm like seven.
Yeah.
He just manages to find that.
You don't feel dirty, do you?
It's just brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
Go and catch him on tour.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Anyway, you have been telling us all sorts of different... First, you've been coming up with pop...
pop groups and pop stars with Italian football clubs.
Yeah, we've had some lovely ones. Lazio Speedwagon. I like that from Adam Bass. That's lovely, isn't
Matthew in Northants hasn't got the hang of it. He gives us Calgary Bertles. Calgary Bertles. Well, we're working.
Really it's a close, star. Paul. People
not
are really trying.
Not really a pop star, Matthew.
Oh, yeah, this Gary Bertles isn't a pop star, is
Fiorentina
he?
Turning up at Tynecastle, which is a bit of a tongue twister. And you said, I thought, Fiorentina Turner. And then...
Calgary Newman.
Did you say Lazio Speedwagon?
Yeah, that's got REO Speedwagon. That's great, isn't it?
That's good, isn't it? That's from Adam, yeah.
Sampdoria Aragrande.
That's not... That's,
so,
yes,
you know, you've lost...
Juve me at six, Mark in Peterborough. That's very good.
Genoa and the Whale.
Genoa and the Whale.
That's very good. They're
although,
very good.
Strictly speaking, if I'm going to play the Brian Granville, it's Genoa. we had Cagliari Styles. Yeah. We did ask you, Yvette Fielding was in the papers today, from Blue Peter, of course, most haunted. She said that she went to Mark Curry, another former Blue Peter presenter's birthday party.
Yes.
And it was 60s themed. So
it's a 60s party. Come dressed up as something from the 60s.
Her and husband bought Beatles wigs. They spent under a tenner on Amazon.
Smithies.
Didn't really put their back into it. And likewise, Peter Duncan went as a hippie again. Pretty bog
very
standard
generic,
suit.
Isn't it?
You haven't got to go with a proper fancy dress outfit. It's not a masked ball, is it? We're saying they could have put their back into it. And we have had another example of that from one of the listeners today. Where if I can only find
this one.
It.
I went to my cousin's fancy dress party where the theme was something beginning with P.
Oh, yeah.
Most people went as pirates. I went as a... I put on a pair of overalls and went as a painter. Regards from Andrew, a painter and decorator from Harrogate.
He's basically put his work clothes on. And we asked you ever gone anywhere underprepared. A guy climbed up, tried to climb Mont Blanc in a tracksuit, which is not a great idea.
And he was 5 minutes from death, apparently.
Really? Well, see, that's not a clever idea. Topher, I've done this, Topher, exactly the same thing. I've only ever been to watch ice hockey once at Alexander Palace.
Yeah. Inside.
In this country, anyway. So, well, we went. And he said, I turned up at the ice hockey wearing jeans and a T-shirt, not thinking that it might be cold inside. It's true.
It's freezing, isn't it?
We went inside. It was a summer's day watching the game and I said, oh, a bit nippy in here, isn't it?
Yeah, all right.
Just don't think.
No,
do
not at all. No, I've never been.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
We were talking earlier, Paul, about the bloke who climbed Mont Blanc in his tracksuit.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Was found 5 minutes from death in his... I mean, he did have like one of those... safety blankets with him, you know, those.
Oh, okay.
He did like it's like a plastic.
So he wasn't a complete idiot.
Plastic
then.
Sleeping bag with him, but ended up, yeah. So what we asked, when were you underprepared? Similar to Mont Blanc, we were visiting, this is Sam in Bicester, we were visiting Salzburg.
Yeah.
And in Sound of Music mode, thought we'd visit the mountain Julie Andrews begins proceedings on, you know, the hills are alive.
Oh, that tremendous. Bit, you know, runs over that hill. It?
One cable car ride later and surprise, surprise, it's a mountain top that is quite tricky to navigate. I've never been there, Paul. You ever been?
I've never been.
No.
Sounds nice.
We made it 30 yards to the cafe. Plenty of Germans and Austrians with all the gear. The English couple who shared our cable car are still legendary with us for pursuing our Euro counterparts in stilettos and skin-tight jeans. Her and a pair of Reebok Classics and three-quarter-length leather jacket. Off they went. Follow them up.
Wowee.
To get to the point.
That's a corker. So tell us if you are underprepared. Talksport.com, text 81089. Tweet TSHNJ. National League news, Charlie. Good news for the National League.
Yeah.
We're told by Metro today the Premier League will increase its investment into the National League to $12.6 million over the next 3 years.
Excellent.
Well, I thought, but it probably involves filling in quite a lot of forms to get some new light bulbs for your floodlights.
Yeah.
When, for $12.6 million quid, they could have bought Valt Weghorst.
Yes, that's
and then
true,
just so like you've got an injured striker at the weekend. Torquay just say, can we have Valt this week? He just
lovely.
Sits in a central
well, it
hub.
Is, it is, of course, the Vanarama National League where you can lease a van for a couple of years.
Yeah,
you can.
So you just say,
you could
can we
lease
a
him?
Big old lump back to goal centre forward. With respect, Valt, if you're listening this afternoon in Turkey, but
you can lease Weghorst for the week.
He'd be great
in the National League.
So Gary's sitting there with his coaches saying, we could do with a, they're not great in the air. Centre-half not great in the air. Let's see if we can get Valt for the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I think Solly Old Moors have got
they've
him.
They've got him at the moment.
Have he got him? We missed out.
Do you know who were flying, Paul? They were sort of sixth, seventh, I think. Dorking Wanderers.
Are they really?
They won 5-1 at the weekend.
Blimey. Have they brought any new players in?
No, it's just like they've got like a bunch of the players that got them up out of the National League South. I expect they've got a couple of additions. But they're absolutely flying.
Wow.
And Dagenham and Redbridge either lose 5-4 or win 5-4 at the moment. That's just how it goes with Dagenham and Redbridge. And Notts County beat Wrexham on Tuesday night. So they're top of the league now. They've got a player called Macaulay Langstaff, who scored a hat-trick after. He's like sort of the National League Haaland.
Oh, yeah.
And he scored 12, 13 goals already this season. Absolutely flying. Brought him on from Gateshead. It's the most exciting league in the world, Paul. Oh. It's absolutely fantastic.
Not for you at the moment. Charlie, you're rock bottom, aren't you, Torquay United?
I'm not even thinking about that. Will I be absolutely fine, Paul?
I must say, I'm not as enthralled as Andy is to letters to newspapers, as you've probably gathered over the years if you listen to this show. But this one I thought was quite impressive. I'll bring it to you.
Yeah.
It came from Anne Ellison in southwest London. And she wrote this to the Times. It's a paper record. Do you think the letters that have been sent to the Times over the years by some of the great and good
of
world history have
probably
written to
changed
the
world,
letters.
Some of the letters, yeah.
Actually, it's to the Telegraph, so scrap that. But another fine broadsheet newspaper that has been around for many years, so I still think the argument stands. But she said, Boots the Chemist is advertising Gaviscon Double Action Indigestion Tablets with a second packet half price. I know. The trouble is that there are none in the shop, nor have there been for days. Online it says, stock coming soon. But when does it come? And when it does, will the reduced price still be on offer? Surely that's somebody you ask that to the person behind the counter in Boots, not the Daily Telegraph.
How long has it taken to write that letter?
Send it. Do you know who I blame Gaviscon? I blame that Max Rushton.
Why is that?
He was the voice of Gaviscon for many years. And this is...
Great Glen Campbell song, isn't it?
The supply issues I put down to Max Rushton.
You think? And he's sold it too well.
Yeah, he's such a lovely voice.
Is there a
voice.
Reply? Will anybody reply to in the Telegraph?
Quite possibly.
Do you know what? Gaviscon is probably a very Telegraph thing, isn't it?
You think so?
Yeah, very sort of like indigestion and
they wouldn't buy
Telegraph
a supermarket
readers.
Brand. You think? I think you're making a value judgment there. We'll put some focus groups together, Charlie, and test that out.
I reckon they're on the right thing there. Yeah.
What else have we got from you today? Instead of Banana Rama, you could have Banana Palmer.
Yeah, that's
says
lovely,
Andy,
isn't it?
The Boston fan. This is pop star / Italian football teams. Barry White, we had that one.
Now you weren't too keen on these, but I think we've had a lovely, lovely
Cremonese Clearwater Revival. That's good, Chris. We like that one.
We were talking about the 60th birthday party that was a Mark Curry's 60th birthday party.
Poor old Mark. Feel for Mark today. People didn't put the effort in on the night, and now he's getting some clog on.
Didn't put their back
national
in
radio. Didn't put it back into their costumes.
Yvette Fielding and husband just bought a couple of
Beatles
black
wigs from
them Beatles wigs. What do you think they? I mean, which era are you going for? Mop top era?
Yeah, they would probably. Yeah, that's the most standout one.
And just the rest of your outfit, just normal.
Like maybe just wearing normal clothes. Yeah, yeah. Just like she's probably in an evening dress with a Beatles wig on, but absolutely no effort in. Didn't put your back into it. So we're looking for tales of people not putting their back into it, so you can keep those.
Yeah,
coming.
And anyway, so yeah, we have you. Sorry, that's really made me laugh. This is Stuart Cripps. He says he's got a monkey onesie that he wears to every fancy dress party.
Yeah.
And then if anyone asks him, he just tries to find a link to the theme.
Oh.
That's what he tries to do. So I don't know what you'd have done in the 60s in a monkey outfit. That little monkey that went to the moon? Was it a dog?
Yeah.
What
did they send and monkeys.
What did they send to the moon?
They both had quite sorry ends as far as I know. So let's not dwell on
not
that.
Not a time
I'd love
for
to
levity.
Say no dogs were harmed in the making of that Russian
that
space. But they were, unfortunately.
Well, Craig Peter Dodd's been on, just to remind Charlie that Maidenhead got a 3-2. I can't read it.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
Craig.
Somebody crowing.
It was earlier, awful earlier, wasn't it? When Ben, the Woking fan, Ben Fletcher.
Oh, he patronised
him. He said, sorry
Fletcher.
About it, mate. Yeah. Normally he's there, full of it.
Yeah.
He said, sorry,
you've
mate.
You've now reached the point where you're being patronised by a Woking fan. It's
unbelievable.
These are sorry days for Torquay, Charlie.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Birthday spread time then, a very simple game. Andy has compiled 10 birthdays for us from the week, and it's the job of myself and Charlie to guess the people's ages. Some people will know, others we won't. Pure guesswork. Mm. A margin of error will build in the years as we guess, and the one that guesses the 10 birthdays, that shortest margin of error, is the winner. Jeff Peters has some interesting stats, but first we say good afternoon to Andy. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, boys. Yeah.
You have a little sort of chuckle attached to each birthday. You have a little gag, which obviously does
I
shape
do,
the
yes.
birthdays you chose. Is the quality good today?
Oh, top.
Oh, okay.
Top quality.
Top.
Excellent. That's
good to hear.
Wow. All the way down.
And our statistician.
No, not all the way down.
Not all the way down.
Stupid.
There's a bit of gold in there if you pan for it enough. So, Jeff Peters in the nerve centre, I understand. He's back.
Oh, there he is. Great to hear that phone.
It's like an old friend, isn't it?
It is.
Back in the nerve centre. Hearing those phones going.
Now, you furnished us with some stats on our little birthday spread group earlier on, but you maybe share those with the boys and girls because they make for interesting reading.
Yeah, Paul, you've won 58 of 79 spreads. Oh, you say interesting. So your win ratio overall against Max and Charlie is 73%. Mm. Against Max, 27 wins to Max's 7, so your win rate is 79%. Yeah. It's 31-14. Charlie obviously won last week, so your win ratio, Paul, is 69%. Now, you would have to win, Paul, the next 23 spreads in a row for Charlie to dip below Max in the rankings. However, if you were to play Max today and Max won, then Max would go above Charlie in the rankings. It's a statistical anomaly that nobody... I've gone through the percentage calculator because I've had nothing better to do with my time today.
This obviously went down well with Max, clearly.
And I've spoken to the birthday spread people. Sorry, Andy.
Court of Arbitration.
Court of Arbitration, that we're not allowed to mention. Yeah. And they verified it. So,
Fantastic.
But well done to Charlie for winning last week.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's all I care about. Charlie, who's the current champion?
Charlie, you're only as good as your last game. Charlie leads us off. We'll alternate. First birthday, here's Pele.
Okay, the first birthday this week is the singer-songwriter Yusso Endur. Mm. Yusso Endur, I love him, yeah. He's just got a great new show on Senegalese TV. It's based on traditional British pub games. Endur League.
Endur League. Million voices.
Charlie does Yusso Endur, don't you? You go out of Britain's form.
Second. 7 seconds away.
Okay.
That's good, that, Charlie.
Good, yeah. Not sure, I'll be honest, not sure.
It's me.
But
it's me.
It's you, yeah. You go off, you kick off, yeah.
I'm going to say 65.
Yeah, I think he might be a bit older than that, but not much. 70.
No, 63.
Oh, you, sir, if you're listening, what are the chances? Never miss the birthday.
7 seconds away.
Oh, yeah. 7 seconds. Anyway, that's it. Yeah. So, what's the scores, Jeff?
Paul went wrong way, Regal. Yeah. He's on 7, Charlie on 2.
Oh, good start by Charlie. So I go next, 9. Yeah. Here we go.
9.
Okay, it's another singer-songwriter, Damon Goff. And his pencil sketcher, the former England manager Roy Hodgson, has just been rejected by the National Portrait Gallery. They said it was badly drawn Roy.
Hey, that's beautiful.
Oh, come on. Right, Damon Goff.
You remembering Damon Goff?
Badly drawn boy, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Badly drawn Roy, yes, that's right. Yeah. The idea. Yeah. It's no good if you've got to explain them, is it really?
Damon Goff, 51. And a bit older.
Badly drawn boy, that's who we're talking about, is it? Damon Goff.
51.
You think 51?
Is he older?
41.
Oh dear, 53.
Oh dear,
53.
I don't know what I was talking about.
Okay,
I don't know what it was. I could have just patted it about.
Yeah, you could have done. Knocked it around at the back.
Oh, yeah,
so what's that done to the scores?
Paul, 9 out, 2 out moves on to 9. Yeah. Charlie, 12 out moves on to 14.
That's
and Damon
right.
Goff. Oh, come on, you must know Damon Goff. He's hugely into architecture and history. Yeah. He loves that 73-mile stretch between Wall's End on the Tyne and Bowness on Solway in the West. I mean, Goff, he loves Hadrian's Wall.
We got there, then. So,
Damien Goff.
Damien Goff. Not Damon Goff.
No, that was.
Well, I'm sorry. According to the paper, it's Damon Goff.
Oh, okay. Well, they're wrong.
Can only go on the...
five in it.
Okay. On Wikipedia, it's Damon Goff.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right, then. Okay.
All the Goffs. Okay, here we go.
Okay, it's the another singer-songwriter, very popular this week. He did Let's Twist Again in 1961, Chubby Checker.
Yeah.
Chubby Checker. I never put a bet on without consulting Chubby on the available prices in the market. That's why I call him Odds Checker.
Nice, yeah, Odds Checker, yeah. What do you think?
82.
Well, I wonder if he's a bit older than that. 90.
81.
Oh, Charlie, this is the ding-dong-do, this game, isn't it?
It's flip-flopping.
It is.
One way and another. Charlie, one out onto 15. Paul, nine out onto 18. Charlie back in the lead.
Wow, what a game. Okay,
I just remember he had a hit in the... They brought it back with the Fat Boys in the 80s, and he was about 40 then.
The twist.
Yeah, yeah, let's
well
twist
worked
again.
Out. Do you play that part of your set? Twist. Jeff, you play that one?
Not for a while.
No, not for a while.
Charlie Chicken and the odd wedding.
Gets cool. Anyway, here we go.
Now, I don't know what it is about this week, but it's another singer-songwriter from AC/DC, Brian Johnson.
He got
quite annoyed, actually, at his last concert when the lead singer of the Rolling Stones and his family were sitting in the front row and started to disrupt the gig.
Oh, yeah.
Brian had to say, "Do stop it, Jaggers."
Yeah. Nice.
Excellent.
What's Brian then? He's got to be 68.
Yeah, I was in that ballpark. I was going to say 66.
75.
Wow,
goodness,
no, really?
Highway to hell.
Oh, God, lot of roses. I'm not doing that to Brian. He's a sensation.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
Wow,
he still sounds like that at 75. He's doing something right. Anyway. What's the scores, Jeff?
Paul, seven out onto 25. Yeah. Charlie, nine out onto 24. So one in.
Increds.
What a game. Okay, back to Charlie. Takes it half time.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, yes. Last birthday before half time. It's the diversity dancer.
Okay.
Easy for me to say. Ashley Banjo.
Oh, yeah.
Diversity.
Banjo, really?
Ashley Banjo. Yeah. I recently won a celebrity fencing competition against Ashley and his brother Jordan. It was great fun dueling banjos.
Yay!
Ashley Banjo.
Ashley Banjo. What do you reckon?
He's
Sean?
The tall one, isn't he? Not the little one.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he's not so little
anymore. That's Perry.
You're thinking of. The two brothers are similar heights.
Pear cider, Perry. 30.
That's a good guess, Charlie. 31.
34.
Ooh. Okay.
So, at the halfway stage in this ding-dong-do, it's 28 all.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Welcome back to the second half of the birthday spread. Delicately poised at 28 all. We are fully expecting confirmation at 4 o'clock in a press conference that Connor Benn versus Chris Eubank Jr. is off. Eddie Hearn expect to be in attendance. I'll take it Kelly Sowlin will be as well. And quite possibly both boxers, we're hearing reports. But at the moment, nothing confirmed, but... stick around straight after us at 4 for Drive and we'll bring you everything from that press conference. But we crack on them. Here's Pelé. He's back. Fair bit to squeeze in. So next birthday... Oh, he's back in the nerve centre. Andy's got the first of the second half birthdays. Andy.
Yes, you've had the best. Now's the rest. It's Johnny Mathis.
Oh, tremendous.
Johnny Mathis. His new single is a song about being blinded by the sun while watching football at the Britannia Stadium.
Yeah.
Stoke gets in your eyes.
Oh, nice.
Hey.
You're right.
Ask me how I knew.
That wasn't Johnny Mathis.
Johnny Inman, you're doing there. Johnny Mathis.
Johnny Mathis.
Blimey.
It's tough, isn't it?
90.
Yeah, you're absolutely
90
right.
90 year old Johnny
there.
Mathis.
Yeah, you're up there.
He's in the Mick Easterby envelope.
Yeah, 92.
87.
Oh, sorry, Johnny, if you're listening. A ray of hope. I can't do it either. So, what's the scores, Jeff?
Yeah, you both went too much, not too little.
That's nice.
Too late. Paul, three out onto 31. Charlie, five out onto 33.
33. Okay, next birthday, Andy.
Okay, the Secretary General of Interpol, the International Police Organization, Jürgen Stock. Jürgen Stock.
Interpol.
And he's been able to benefit, Jürgen, from the fallout from Holly and Phil's Q Gate.
Wow.
He's taking over Schofield's game show. It's now been called the Stock Cube.
Oh, okay. Is he still in the job, Andy, or did he have years, the man at Interpol?
What was it saying? Job title again?
Secretary General of Interpol. Okay,
what do you reckon, Charlie?
69.
60.
63.
Ooh. pulling away scores, here, Jeff. Pulling away.
Three out, Paul, on to 34. Charlie, six out, on to 39. And Jurgen Stock, he was thinking of going into business with the former Celtic captain, Roy Aitken, and the Minder actor, Dennis Waterman, but they couldn't agree on a name.
Bennett. Come up with exactly. a name. He's got, he's got a topper for every gang. Yeah, really, I'd expect a memo after this, Jeff.
Every single one.
Expect an email.
If they were any good, I would.
Yeah, expect an email. Oh, meow. What's the next birthday, Andy?
Here we go.
It's Leslie Glaister, the writer, yeah. Leslie Glaister. And her family really enjoy going to football in Manchester whenever they're in town, but they always get a better welcome at the Etihad. United fans can't stand the Glaisters.
Do you know Leslie Glaister?
Yeah.
Well, do you?
Yeah, big fan.
Do you know how old she is?
Oh, really?
Exactly.
67, I'm going.
Mm.
What do you think?
70.
66.
Oh, that's all right. That's okay. Wow. That's okay.
So, what's that done to the scores, Jeff?
Paul is moving away. He's opening up a gap on this one. So, Paul, one out onto 35.
Yeah.
Charlie, four out onto 43. So, it's eight in it with two to go.
Go on, Charlie. Here we go.
Okie doke.
Okay, it's the snooker player, winner of the 1989 British Open, Tony Meo. Mio.
Oh, Tony and,
sorry, that's yes, he joke. Recently. Is that your joke?
No, it's not.
Well, of course it is, you Burke. Oh, he recently annoyed me by asking if we could sing duets together. Yeah. I said to him, "We'll have to go solo, Mio."
Oh, I'm so sorry, Andy.
Nice.
That's
so
fine.
Sorry. Killed it. He did. Killed it. Stone dead. We all agreed.
Memo for Charlie.
I mean, you can do that every week. Let's be honest on every name.
How old Tony Meo?
He is. Hang on a minute.
Go on, Charlie.
72.
72. 68, I'm going to go.
63.
Oh, sorry, Tony, again. We've made you a bit older there. Sorry, mate. What's the scores,
Yeah, it's
Jeff?
Over, isn't it? It's over.
Well, yeah, that could be a crucial one. Paul is five out, so moves on to
40.
Yep. And Charlie, nine out, goes on to 52. So 12 in it.
It's not much.
One to go.
And I have to go first now on the final birthday. Yep. So no S-housery goes on. So
and I'm guessing there'll be no topper on the last gag. I think there is only one joke that Andy can do on this one.
I haven't heard any toppers, just other jokes.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, they're all weighing into you. You won't be doing that again. It's basically bullying. It's bullying.
It is really, but it's
so
very
on,
good.
You don't take any notice of them, Jeff.
I'm getting on to HR. Yeah. They're ringing me now. HR are ringing me now. Yeah.
What's the next birthday, Andy?
It's the surveyor of Queen's Pictures, Desmond Shaw Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
He's not wrong, is he? I bumped into him last week,
yeah.
And he insisted in selling me a large consignment of tangerines.
Yes.
He even told me how to eat them. Keep them peeled, he
said. Keep them peeled. There's one for the kids. Shaw Taylor, not been on the telly for about 40 years. I'd say Desmond Shaw Taylor is 84. 84, I'm going.
That's about right, isn't it?
Well, not necessarily.
I know, but he's not younger than that, is he?
So you got 12 to play, but you want to be 13 off.
Yeah, I know.
84.
He's not going to be, I'm going to say...
Go on, go for it.
97.
Oh, what a mistake.
No, Riggles. What an idiot.
Yeah, he's 67.
Oh, you're joking.
Oh, you're joking. There. It's so in your hands.
The press go on to wait, so we need to quickly wrap up the scores,
you're
Jeff.
You're joking.
What were the scores?
So it wasn't Shaw Taylor, it was Desmond Shaw Taylor.
Yeah.
So Paul was 17 out on incredible, incredible, Charlie.
What a fool.
So Paul finishes on 57.
Yeah.
Charlie, 30 out. Finishes on 82. Oh,
pointless
Charlie.
Pointless at half hour. Absolutely dreadful.
Well, thanks for playing, Charlie.
I'm one out of games.
A worthy,
I don't need this.
A worthy opponent. Andy, I'll see you tomorrow.
Jeff, see you tomorrow.
I'll see you. We have a meeting with HR at 4:30. I'll be waiting with you. I'll back you up.
Absolutely awful.
32-14 is the overall score.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That there was this afternoon's show. I'll do it all again with Andy tomorrow. We'll have clips of the week and all that. Charlie, you're back on Saturday. With
Saturday,
Max.
10 till 1. There's no big match at 12:30. There's no 12:30 kickoff.
So you've got the full
10 till 1 Saturday.
Brilliant. Okay, fantastic. And you're back with me next Tuesday.
Indeed.
Sensational. Do hope you can join us from 1 tomorrow. If not, podcast available at around 4 o'clock. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.